It was 5 years in the making, and tonight a team of scientists has unveiled what could be the future of our food, a hamburger grown from the stem cells of cattle, cooked up in the lab instead of a kitchen. And the folks behind this say it's necessary because America's love affair with the hamburger has now spread across so much of the world, and that's created a problem. We get our report on it tonight from NBC's Keir Simmons in London.
People love hamburgers. We've been eating them for a long time. Americans eat 3 hamburgers a week on average, nearly 50 billion burgers a year. But now the taste for burgers has gone global, and that's the problem. You need a lot of cattle to feed the world's growing appetite for beef. The solution may soon be a synthetic hamburger.
Purely going to approach this like a traditional burger.
Today in London, they proved meat made in the lab can be cooked and eaten. The recipe begins with stem cells from cattle. From one cell, a trillion more can be grown. Layered together, they create laboratory beef. Add beet juice, saffron, caramel and breadcrumbs, and the burger is born. But how does it taste?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. You would not eat this naked. You know, you need to have some more flavor, some salt, some ketchup, some pickles.
And then there's the cost, $300,000 per patty. Advocates, including Google co-founder Sergey Brin, the billionaire funding the work, say it's worth it because cattle produce methane that harms the environment and consumes so much, it's unsustainable.
The current meat production is at its maximum, and it's not going to supply sufficient meat for the growing demand in the coming 40 years.
Not everyone likes the idea.
I think it's disgusting.
So if those synthetic burgers are going to compete with the real thing, one of these, well, they'll have to taste just as good.
Scientists say mass production is years away. So for now, this lab-grown beef is rare, but one day we may all be eating it. Keir Simmons, NBC News, London.